The recent fires and mudslides show us how much we're all affected by natural disasters and how we can rise to the occasion, the local level, the state level, and with major help from the federal government. I want to especially thank all the firefighters, the first responders, and the volunteers. These brave men and women answer the call to help their fellow neighbors, in some cases, even when their own homes were burning. Here we see an example of people working together, irrespective of party. The president himself has given California substantial assistance, and the congressional leadership is now sponsoring legislation to help California, as well as the other states that have suffered major disasters, Texas, Florida, and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. In this regard, we should never forget our dependence on the natural environment and the fundamental challenges it presents to the way we live. We can't fight nature. We have to learn how to get along with her. I want to say that again. We can't fight nature. We have to learn how to get along with her.
Anybody who knows the governor knew what was coming next, making a connection between California's recent catastrophes and climate change.
In 2017, we had the highest average summer temperatures in recorded history. Over the last 40 years, California's fire season has increased 78 days. In some places, it's nearly year-round. So we have to be ready with the necessary firefighting capability and the communication systems to warn residents of impending danger. We also have to manage our forests and our soils much more intelligently. Toward that end, I'll convene a task force composed of scientists and knowledgeable forest practitioners to review thoroughly the way our forests are managed and suggest ways to reduce the threat of devastating fires. They'll also consider how California can increase resiliency and carbon storage capacity. Trees in California should absorb CO2, not generate huge amounts of black carbon and greenhouse gas as they do today when forest fire rages across the land. Despite what is widely believed by some of the most powerful people in Washington, the science of climate change is not in doubt. The National Academies of Science of every major country in the world, including Russia and China, have all endorsed the mainstream view that human-caused greenhouse gases are trapping heat in the oceans and in the atmosphere, and that action must be taken to avert catastrophic changes in our weather systems. All nations agree except one, and that is solely because of one man, our current president. Here in California, we follow a different path. Enlightened by top scientists, our state has led the way. I'll enumerate just how. Building and appliance efficiency standards, renewable electricity, reaching 50% in just a few years, a powerful low-carbon fuel standard, incentives for zero-emission vehicles, ambitious policies to reduce short-lived climate pollutants like methane and black carbon, and the nation's only functioning and comprehensive cap-and-trade system. I'll shortly provide an expenditure plan for the revenues that the cap-and-trade auctions have generated. Your renewing this program on a bipartisan basis was a major achievement and will ensure that we will have substantial sums to invest in communities all across the state, both urban and agricultural.
The rest of the speech celebrated victories in addition to cap-and-trade, including the gas tax, affordable health care, and improvements in management of California's water. The governor also continued to dream big, especially on the high-speed rail project that few envision can be completed anytime soon. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.